Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KristmasTalks Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas, the show that brings you the wonders of the world. I'm your host, Chris Kringle, and today we have a special treat for you as we dive into the enchanting world of Lapland, the official hometown of Santa Claus. So, grab yourselves a hot drink, sit back, and let the festive journey begin. We'll start by uncovering the origins and mythical aura of Lapland. Lapland, nestled in the northernmost reaches of Europe, is a place surrounded by myth and magic. Its origins as the home of Santa Claus can be traced right back to ancient folklore and the tales of the indigenous Sami people. According to legend, Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, resides in the mysterious Kovotuntinuri, a fell in Finnish Lapland. The region's rich cultural history adds an extra layer of charm to the Christmas experience. The location accessibility, let's talk about that. Exactly where is Lapland located and how can you embark on a magical journey to this winter wonderland? Lapland spans across northern Finland, Sweden, Norway, and even extends into parts of Russia. Rovaniemi, the capital of Finnish Lapland, is often referred to as the official hometown of Santa Claus. Travellers from Europe and beyond can easily access Lapland through major airports such as Rovaniemi Airport, Kittilä Airport, and Ivalo Airport. Now, if you're planning your visit to Lapland, it's like stepping into a storybook. The best time to experience the full magic of Lapland is during the winter months, especially in December when the snow-covered landscapes create a picture-perfect setting. It's advisable to plan well in advance, as the demand for this festive destination is quite high, if I must say so myself. Many travel agencies offer package deals, including flights, accommodation, and various activities. What are the opening dates and festive atmosphere? Lapland truly comes alive during the festive Christmas season. The opening dates of various attractions and festivities vary, but most kick off in late November and run right through January. Santa Claus Village in Rovaniemi is a must visit, offering a chance to meet Santa, experience the joy of the Christmas markets, and even cross the magical Arctic Circle. The festive atmosphere is palpable, with the northern lights dancing in the sky and the crisp winter air adding to the charm. Now, experiencing the magic and activities once you're in Lapland, the possibilities for magical experience are endless. Husky sleigh rides through the snow-covered forest, reindeer safaris, and snowmobile adventures are just a few of the activities that will make your Christmas in Lapland unforgettable. Don't forget to try the traditional Sami dishes and immerse yourself in the local culture for a truly authentic experience. Now, let's address the question on many minds. How much does it cost to experience Lapland's Christmas magic? I mean, in a nutshell, prices can vary, depending on factors such as the duration of your stay, the type of accommodation, and the activities you choose. While it's considered a premium destination, the memories you create in Lapland are undoubtedly priceless. Budget-friendly options are available, so with careful planning, you can make your Lapland dream a reality without breaking the bank. Personally speaking, I remember looking online for a family of four around December time, and a stay of four nights was looking at around 3,500 British pounds, which is a lot to some of us, but those of us who really love Christmas and love to experience it will no doubt be willing to afford that and will no doubt be willing to pay it. Now, before we conclude our journey through Lapland, let's not forget the magical version of Lapland right here in the United Kingdom. Now, after all, this is a UK-based Christmas podcast, so Lapland UK, situated in the heart of Berkshire, offers a delightful Christmas experience that rivals the charm of its Nordic counterpart. The immersive attraction recreates the enchanting atmosphere of Lapland, bringing the magic closer to home for those who may not be able to make the journey to the Arctic Circle. Lapland UK is conveniently located in Whitmore Forest, Ascot, making it easily accessible from major cities like London. Families from across the UK can make a day trip to or stay overnight in the surrounding area to fully embrace the festive spirit. The attention to detail at Lapland UK is remarkable, creating an authentic Lapland experience without leaving the country. Now, the opening dates, much like its northern counterpart, Lapland UK opens its doors during the winter season, typically starting in November, running right up until Christmas Eve. The experience includes a visit to Father Christmas, a journey through the Elf Village, ice skating and other festive activities. Admission prices do vary depending on the day and time of your visit, with options for standard and upgraded packages to enhance your Lapland UK adventure. Now, while Lapland UK may not have the Northern Lights or the vast Arctic landscapes, it compensates with an immersive experience that captures the magic of Lapland. The attention to detail in the set design, the cheerful elves and the joyous atmosphere make it a fantastic alternative for all families looking to create everlasting Christmas memories without the need for international travel. Now, coming up on December 1st, I've got a very special Christmas bonus episode with Jerry D from Totally Red Christmas. Be sure to keep an eye out for it and listen to that one as it comes out. And, well, as we wrap up here on Kringle Talks Christmas, I hope we've transported you to the magical world of Lapland, where Christmas dreams do come true. Whether you're a child or just young at heart, a visit to Lapland promises to be an unforgettable experience. Thank you for joining us on Kringle Talks Christmas. As always, you can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Christmas Talks Christmas. That's KRISTMAS Talks. And on the Christmas Podcast Network, where you can find all the best in Christmas podcasts from around the world. Until next time, take care from me and my young daughter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.